The situation was the guy that called, his son has autism.
All right, are you you're gonna like think this is maybe a foreshadowing thing for the future that he might? We've got freedom
of a... I saw a man expose himself.
You blow it!
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, which right there, that makes it rare. It's another news, talk, and entertainment show where truth is our bitch, so that makes it even rarer. And we're funny, and that makes it singularly unique in the world of talk radio. Coming up tonight here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, where our number is 877-876-PHIL, former Senator Ted Stevens has died in a plane crash. There's a controversial anti-Ground Zero mosque ad that's getting the go-ahead to be placed on New York City buses. Bobby Dooley and Doug Danger will be joining us tonight to talk about the New York City mosque and gay marriage and the overturning of at least the temporary overturning of Prop 8 by a federal judge in the state of California, here in California. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight. In Austin, KJCE, 1370 AM, and in Anchorage, Alaska, KFQD. What is it, bud? Why can't you get... this is about the fifth time in the last 3 weeks I've mentioned Anchorage, Alaska.
Well, I don't know.
We've got plenty of affiliates to spread it out a little bit. Anyway, we're glad to mention you guys in Alaska. KFQD, 750 AM in Anchorage. We like to give everybody an equal mention, if we can. All right. Anti-Ground Zero mosque ad to be placed on New York City buses. We also have this story from New York, and this is Governor Patterson, who is saying, you know, not a problem. If you want to put the mosque there at Ground Zero, that's cool, but may I make a suggestion? You know, have you ever had a waiter at the table and they'll say, may I make a suggestion? So we're going to be discussing that this evening with the president of the Western States Homeowners Association. She's also the president of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization, and that is Bobby Dooley, along with her husband, Stephen Dooley, who is the secretary treasurer of both organizations. And Bobby, let me just, and by the way, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it.
Let me just read the story. Governor Patterson said on Tuesday, this is Governor David Patterson of New York, the developers of the mosque near Ground Zero might consider moving the project and even floated the idea of offering them state land. Patterson said he supports putting the Islamic Cultural Center Park 51 at its proposed site, two blocks from the World Trade Center. But he also expressed sympathy for opponents who say that the location is insensitive to 9/11 victims and could be a breeding ground for terrorists. And then we have this other ad.
Well, in our way of thinking, Phil, especially that part about a breeding ground for terrorists, I think is it's pretty typical hysteria, and we really want people to take a big, deep breath on this.
When you talk about what?
The breeding ground for terrorists.
Yeah, when they're talking about Rome.
You guys, all right, so you're talking about, and that's your husband, Steve? How you doing, sir?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
Great. So a breeding ground for terrorists, a little bit of an extreme notion.
I think it is. So I think that we have to, as a people here in America, yes, 9/11 was such a tragedy. I think it would be the better part of understanding and appreciation if we were to allow the mosque. We had, and I know that you saw some of our literature, a similar problem in Western States.
Well, what I saw here was that you and your homeowners association had opposed the building of a mosque near Western States, California. This was in the West Hills area.
We had, Phil, but there were a lot of different reasons for that. And the reason why we sent you that piece of information first of all, I wanted to make clear that while I was the president of the Homeowners Association and we had sent out some letters, I was not a part of, nor am I now a part of, any group that would oppose any religion, race, creed, color, and race from building the mosque.
Let's call the Dawah.
That was the name of it?
Yeah, it was called the fraternity. It's called the Dawah Center.
Yeah, that was the name of the proposed mosque in West Hills. I think it was called the Dawah Community Center. The Dawah Center Mosque and Community Center, right?
That's correct, yeah. And I have never been bigoted.
But you did author a letter opposing this.
I did. And I told the people that were proposing this mosque in our area, I said to them that I personally, I am not a bigoted person. We have children. We are a gated community with homes. We have a lot of kids in our gated community. And one of the things that kids will do is they will spray graffiti. And I told them that we had had a Christian church that had been vandalized with some graffiti. And I told them I felt there might be a better place.
But you're claiming that there was no bigotry. Are you claiming there was bigotry on the part of other members of your homeowners association?
Oh, I have to be honest and say I do suspect that. We had a beautiful girl, and I just think the world of her. Gretchen Polsky, who was on our steering committee for our summer tech, in fact, and she had made a comment about the mosque moving in, and I could tell that she probably has a problem, but I don't.
So then why would you author a letter asking these people not to be there?
Because
asking them not to be there, but at the same time, you support the mosque for Ground Zero.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Why? I don't understand.
Because, Phil, the mosque being built here in Western Estates, we've got a lot of kids that are going to spray paint swastikas and the things that they do on mosques.
Well, they spray paint swastikas on synagogues.
Well, yeah, but all non-traditional looking.
Yeah, if it looks like a synagogue.
If it appears to be a synagogue, they'll do it. And even if they knew it was a mosque, we've got kids that are going to... we had some incidences of children urinating on the walls and writing, you know, graffiti.
Such as what?
I'm sorry?
Such as what?
Well, you know, it was... It would say things like, you know, ragheads and... Or it said, you know, Jesus, or they draw, you know, crude pictures. One of the kids had drawn a penis on one of the statues of Jesus. So we felt that, you know, kids are going to do that. And we told the people that we're proposing this Dawah Community Center that we think there should be a better place and just move it somewhere other than here, because I am not a bigot, but a great many of our homeowners are, and I know this because I had talked to Tariq Henches, who's a record producer. He's a Muslim. I get along with him, but a lot of the people that lived here didn't.
All right, so you told the people that were proposing this mosque not to put it in Western Estates.
That is correct, yes. But...
And yet you are supporting this mosque on Ground Zero because there's not kids spray painting graffiti. Don't you think there's going to be a lot of people that would attempt to vandalize the mosque at Ground Zero?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think there are a lot more of us who believe in the right of a person to. And I want to first of all say to Tara Kenchez, who is a very good friend of mine, and I know he's listening. I hope he's listening tonight, that I am speaking on behalf of Muslims here, Tariq, and I want you to know that I am speaking on behalf of Muslims.
Yeah, we're Muslims.
Well, all right.
But the reason why I say that is because I don't want him or anyone getting the idea that, you know, we were with the others.
There were a group of others that didn't like the Muslims.
Well, all right, okay, but you were in favor of having that mosque, but you put on a letter telling them to leave and giving them, telling them that you were going to actually seek some sort of a legal injunction, and this was over your signature.
Well, yes, because I'm the Homeowners Association president.
Yeah, but you said to them that you would seek some sort of legal remedy and that if anything happened, it would not necessarily be the fault of the homeowners. I mean, there was a lot of language in here, in your letter that bespoke, it almost sounded like you didn't like Muslims.
No, that has nothing whatsoever to do with it. I would like you to retract even the inference, Phil.
Well, I'm not saying that you are, but the tone of the letter is all.
But Mr. Henry, we support it. Have a Muslim down in Pentagram here.
Not a
Muslims out there.
Yeah, Phil, what my husband is saying is we support Muslims at Ground Zero, and we support Muslims at Ground Zero for Tara Kinchev, and I know a lot of friends of his are listening tonight and their families. There is solidarity between myself and Steve and Muslims. The other members of our community are filled with a lot of hate. But not us.
Would you be okay with a mosque moving into your neighborhood today?
Well, we just told them that they couldn't.
No, but knowing what you know, are you saying that you would still be opposed to a mosque moving into your neighborhood today?
I think I would. Yeah, and I want Tara Kinchev to know that if it,
who is Tara Kinchev?
He was one of our residents. And he's a Muslim.
And he's in the music business?
Yes. But what I'm saying, that has nothing to do with anything, Phil. What I'm saying is this. If Mr. Hinchez and others wanted the mosque to move into Western States, we'd be in support of it. But I would not really want them to. It's just different.
It is different.
It's very...
Well, you haven't told me how it's different. You don't want the mosque near your homes, but you don't mind it for Ground Zero. And you are supporting this thing for Ground Zero because of your friendship with this man, Mr. Hinchez, which I can understand.
No, that is not why I'm supporting it for Ground Zero.
Well, Ms. Dooley, you've said at least two or three times, and I want Tarek Hinchez to know that we do support it.
And we do, and I don't mean any disrespect to Mr. Hinchez or his friends. They are Muslims, they're black. And they lived at Western Estates, and that is something that I'd like to make eminently clear, that they're Muslims and black.
And why do you want to make that clear?
Well, Mr. Turner, they lived in our...
I'll do it, Steve. They lived at our community. We are not bigoted against Muslims. We support the Ground Zero Mosque. We are not like those bigots that are in our community. No, we don't want them to build the mosque near our community, for reasons having to do with our kids painting these vulgar signs.
All right, well, so, Ms. Dooley, you're saying that the kids are going to vandalize the mosque, and that, to me, I think is what I'm getting here from. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley joining us on their support for the Ground Zero Mosque, although a few months ago they were opposed to a similar mosque in their neighborhood, using as their reasoning that the kids were going to spray paint swastikas and vulgar signs. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Now, I'm looking at one or two of these little handouts. We are not bigots. We support the religion of Islam, and we support the World Trade Center mega mosque. All right. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley on the Ground Zero Mosque. Coming back.
World-famous Phil Henry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Now, what were you talking about, Bobby?
Well, the, I don't know if he's... Yeah, did Steve send along the song?
We have a Ground Zero song, yeah. It's a Ground Zero Mosque White House song. I don't know who wrote it or why, but we can play it if that's what you wanted to do. I do have this comment here from a, I don't know who this is talking, but it might be a representative of the White House.
Well, this is an issue that has been thought through, that's gone through a process in New York City. A decision has been made, and it's going forward. And you know, we're just not going to be in a position where a local government is going to make a decision that we go in and re-adjudicate. The president has made clear that we are not at war with Islam, and that we can have these sorts of discussions well within the traditions of openness and religious freedom that our country is based on.
Okay, Bobby, you heard that's Bill Burton.
Yes, I heard his comments, and I couldn't agree more, which I think makes all the more poignant the song. This is a song, a man by the name of Trayvon Martin. I just thought it was, to use the words of our son said, that it was very...
So lame.
It's very lame, is what our son said, and we agree. We think it's very lame.
All right, well, let's listen to this song that you call lame. This is by Trayvon Martin.
We've got freedom of religion.
Okay, listen to the,
Hold on for a minute.
But ground zero is one location where a mosque shouldn't stand.
Isn't that funny?
Okay, stop.
Hold on. What? I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, Steve's saying that it sounds really stupid, and you can hear what he's saying about not having a mosque at Ground Zero, which doesn't make any sense.
What if he wrote that same song about the mosque that you didn't want in your neighborhood?
The last time I looked, Phil, we didn't have anyone crashing jets into... you know something?
Well, that's just it. Nobody crashed any jets into your neighborhood, so why not put the mosque there?
Because we told you, Mr. Henry, that our kids are going to straight lead them.
My son was talked to by the Los Angeles County Sheriff. He didn't do it, but some boys that he was with had spray-painted something vulgar at the Catholic Church. And I decided that if that's what is these churches are doing to our kids, we have to have some control over where they're put. And
your son, all right, 877-876-PHIL. There's a lot to talk about. Let me go to a phone call here. Our number 877-876-PHIL with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Andrew in Winston-Salem, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
How's it going, Phil?
Andrew, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
I just wanted to make a comment on the homeowner.
Yes, sir.
And my comment was, you know, you're saying that they're spray painting churches in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how? Say what?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Hey, Andrew, are you there? Are you listening to a radio? Or what are you doing, man?
I'm outside.
Okay, let's go. What do you have to say?
I'm saying that you're saying that the
Would you hold on for a minute, Bobby? That's what's confusing this young man.
What?
When you're going, go on.
Okay. They're spray painting the churches, and that's bothering the community. Why would that be a reasonable thing to keep the mosque from being built there?
God.
What is the reasonable thing to keep the mosque from being built where? In Ground Zero?
In your gated community.
Well, because the kids, you know how kids are. You were young once. I was young once, although girls were not as prone to do these things. But boys are going to spray paint. These boys that my son was with, and I thank God that he wasn't one of them, they had spray painted a vulgarity on one of the statues, and we felt it's too much of a temptation to spray paint swastikas or...
So let's put it like a fan up.
Yeah, like very hateful words like that.
So you're saying that the church is the temptation for kids to go and vandalize?
That is correct, yes.
And so a mosque, a synagogue, any kind of a church within the area of your gated community?
Within reach of the kids on their bikes, we felt we need to keep our area as clear and as clean of these, any kind of a building or edifice that the kids are going to be tempted to go and spray paint penises on. Phil, I can tell you that as a mother, it doesn't make me happy to say that. But I thank God that Seth wasn't one of those boys.
One of the boys that did what?
Well, he spray painted a penis on
He spray painted a penis on a statue.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL is our number. As Bobby and Steve Dooley talked to us about not wanting a mosque in their neighborhood, but they're in favor of the Ground Zero Mosque in New York. Why? Well, we're still trying to figure that out. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Talking to the president and the secretary and vice president of the Homeowners Association at Western Estates. These two individuals are in support of the Ground Zero Mosque. The reason why we're having them on is because, well, you requested the time, Ms. Dooley, in saying that you are not bigots, that you and your husband both supported the proposed Dawa Community Center Mosque in Western Estates, but that the other members of your homeowners association did not.
That is correct, Joe. And I want to also stress that Mr. Hinchez, the man that I had mentioned to you, who's a Muslim.
And he's also in the entertainment business, right?
He's a record producer, from what I understand. I wanted to stress that to him as well.
If he's listening, I'm sure he's heard you.
But I wanted to make sure that he knew, as well as the other Muslims that lived in his home. It looked to me as if he had some 10 or 12 of them.
Yeah, there were a lot of them living there.
In the home. That we do support them. And so that was all we wanted to say. We have nothing but the greatest support for Muslims.
And yet you wrote this letter to their lawyer saying, keep it out of our neighborhood.
As I said, we wanted not to present a target for our boys. And not my son, because my son was not a part of it, but he was driven over there with some other boys, and he had to stand and watch as all the other boys went and urinated and drew these...
Yeah, we threw penises on the Virgin Mary.
To our way of thinking...
Well, that all of that is against the law. Was your son arrested?
No, he most certainly was not, because as I said to you earlier, and I will repeat, my son Seth was not involved in it.
My son was taken over there against his will.
Against his will? All right.
Mr. Hendry, this is not what we're on the program to talk about.
No, what I'm trying to do before we get to another phone call is determine how it is you were opposed to this one mosque. Now you're in favor of the one in New York. 877-876-PHIL. Deborah in Virginia Beach, Virginia. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I believe she's talking out of both sides of her mouth. If it's good enough to go... If a mosque is good enough to be placed at Ground Zero, I'm here. If a mosque,
I'm listening.
Well, can you please stop saying whatever you're saying so I can talk?
It's very distracting, Ms. Dooley.
I'm simply acknowledging the woman's comment.
Please, can I make my point? Your son should be held accountable.
Thing.
Your son should
it's
be held accountable,
normal.
Just like all of the other boys. He was there. He watched it happen.
He
should have been arrested, just like everybody else. And
well, I'll tell you, the discretion Polsky's son is the one that drew the penis.
Can you please ask her to be quiet?
Ms. Dooley, let's not allow the caller to talk, okay?
I just wanted to point out that Gretchen Polsky's son was the one who spray-painted the penis.
All right, we understand that.
It doesn't matter if he spray-painted the penis. He's still got to be held accountable.
My son did not do it.
All right, we understand that. Now, I want to hear from my caller in Virginia. Go ahead, please.
Anyway, if she's in favor of a mosque going at a place where thousands of people died and thousands of, probably tens of thousands are mourning just close family members, and she doesn't want that in her community, she's talking out of both sides of her mouth. She needs to realize that if it's good for there, it's good for her community. Now, it's ridiculous that
well,
she should.
Well, you know, I think it's very interesting. I'm sure you go to church on Sunday. How do you know that where your church is, Indians weren't massacred?
I don't understand why.
See, that's a really good point.
That's not a... What point is that? There's a church
the
down the street from my house,
know,
and my son has
exactly,
never spray-painted anything on it. Boys are not boys. It's the way they're raised and
no,
the
you
way...
No, you were talking about the people that died at Ground Zero. We had Indians that got massacred up, how do you know a church isn't built on that?
Built on what?
Where the
Even
Indians
if the church
were massacred.
Is built on an Indian the, massacre site, yeah. It has nothing to do with now. This is the here and now. You go to church to worship God, and if your son and the people he hangs out with has a problem with that, then you need to address that.
Well, I don't really know
I don't believe that
is.
A mosque needs
it
to go to ground zero.
It sounds to me that you are in favor of the mosque at ground zero.
No,
the lady's very clear. She's opposed to it because of the horrible events of September the 11th. And let me just address what you said, Bobby. This is a generation that lived that, that experienced that, that was a part of that. When we talk about the treatment of Native Americans during the building phase of this country, there's a lot of horrible things that happen. But this generation has, excuse me, witnessed that.
Mr. Henry, this woman indicated that my son drew a penis on the Virgin Mary,
no,
and he did
that.
Not.
I said if he was there, he should be held accountable. He watched it happen. He didn't stop it.
Exactly.
Nobody
right, Trevor,
made
thank
him
you.
Stand there.
Right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Robert in San Francisco. Robert, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
You know what? I've been listening to this in my car, and this woman and her husband are obviously complete left-wingers. They're not listening to what people are saying on the radio. Everyone that I've talked to, and I live in a left-wing area here in Marin County, are not for building a mosque, which is a complete embarrassment to our society, anywhere near the 9/11 catastrophe. And for anyone in their right mind to come out and say that they are in favor of it, they have got a screw loose. Period. End of story.
We're in favor of religious tolerance. Are you not?
I am in favor of religious tolerance.
Well, it doesn't sound that way to me.
But that being said,
keep people away from certain areas because of their religion.
You know what?
That is bigotry.
You know what? Here's the deal.
The United States is based on.
You have a means of talking over people, okay?
Yeah, Bobby, Ms. Dooley, let the man say what he wants to say.
I listen to him, and I'm simply saying that
you've been on the air for 20 minutes talking, spewing out stuff, and
the
majority of the
I'm
Americans the that I've talked to, in addition to the people in New York City who pay the taxes there, are against this mosque. Our politicians are not listening. And there is something going wrong in this country when the politicians are not listening. We are the country, not them.
Excuse me. The Constitution is the country.
No, the people are the country, not
the
piece of paper.
The Constitution of the United States says if we voted for a concentration camp tomorrow, it wouldn't be constitutional. And your keeping Muslims away from a worship center is not constitutional.
They can build their worship center wherever, but we can, as a society, decide what's appropriate.
Bobby, you know, Ms. Dooley, you kept the Muslims away from a worship center, because you claim...
No, it is not a claim. Excuse me?
Well, you're making some claim about how you didn't want it to be targeted by vandals.
I told you that those boys... Do I have to say it again? I don't particularly enjoy
it. That's what I got out of it too. I mean, you're speaking.
In other words, I'm trying to
advance. She said it perfectly. You're speaking out of both sides of your mouth. You say
No,
let me finish. Your HOA, you were the head of the HOA, and that you were saying that, because people were going to spray swastikas on this building, that you told them they can build it there, but it would be fine in New York City, that you didn't think that people would do it there. Are you kidding me? What a joke.
In New York, they're going to have bodyguards. They're going to have security guards.
Can't they have security guards at the mosque out in the valley?
The point that I was making, Phil, if you spray paint a penis on Muhammad, you're going to have hell to pay. And I don't need my son.
First of all, Muslim mosques don't have images carved into them for people mess with the way that Christian churches or even perhaps even Jewish synagogues may have some sort of symbology. But there is nothing that a Muslim mosque has that a kid is going to be able to vandalize in terms of the images of somebody, okay?
And you notice how?
Ms. Dooley, I think it is a red herring for you to say that you're protecting Muslims. You don't want to see a penis spray painted on Muhammad.
I didn't do that. That was a woman who wanted bad publicity for me because I had beaten her in a homeowners association. You don't want to hear this.
No, no.
I had beaten her in the homeowners association election. So she decided to say that my son had spray-painted a penis on the Virgin Mary.
Okay, so what?
This is old stuff. That's the, you know what you're bringing
up, other kids are going to do it, too? Exactly, exactly. All right, Robert, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on to Tom in Anchorage, Alaska. Tom, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
My question for Mrs. Dewey is why is she going to show more accommodation and respect for teenage vandals and local community bigots than she's going to show to the Muslim faith?
I am trying to protect the Muslim faith from being spray painted. And
is,
I don't
has any, has anybody asked for your protection?
Has anyone asked for my... Has anyone asked you if you'd like to have... You know...
Yeah, I mean...
Has anyone asked him what?
I don't think... I think that the question is a little... What do you mean, has anyone asked? No, they haven't. Okay, they haven't. And
well, so are you trying to put those people in fear?
Mr. Hendry, I very clearly stated that I'm in favor of the mosque in New York. And, yes, I'd be in favor of a mosque in the Valley if I could be assured that this woman's son wouldn't go back over there and spray paint penises on it.
This Gretchen Polsky...
from any potential criminal that they're not going to commit a crime.
I did you say that again?
You're being very clever, sir.
I am very clever, and you're very stupid. How can you ask any criminal not to commit a criminal act? How is that you can get insurance for that?
You know, what my husband's saying is you're being a little too clever.
What does that mean, clever? The man's asking a very, I think, logical question. That, in other words, you're asking this mosque, you know what, you better not build here because you may have a crime committed against you, rather than to say, for instance, to the L.A. County Sheriff or to any security group, we fear for the property and safety of the people attending this mosque. They're neighbors of ours. They may, in the case of Mr. Hinch, as you said, he lives in your community. And we would like to, as a community, exhort the local police to make sure that they, you know, protect the area.
That's what I mean. You and this man...
Mr. Hendry, you and this man making your clever arguments.
What's clever about that?
Well, there's a cleverness to what you're saying.
Let me ask you a follow-up question. Have you asked all the retailers to close down their business because they might have suffer shoplifting?
Of course not, because we don't have that problem.
We don't have any shoplifters.
Not to the extent that we had this boy, Justin Polsky, spray painting the penis on God. I can't think of anything more vulgar than someone coming up with a spray can, looking at a picture of God and spray painting a 20-foot long...
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. As we talk here with Bobby and Steve Dooley, I don't want to keep hearing about what her son didn't do. She's saying that the other boy, and she has no problem mentioning this kid's name, was responsible for vandalizing a Muslim mosque or other churches. That's why they told the Muslim community center, you better not build here because the kids here tend to vandalize these buildings. However, she's not a bigot. And she's in favor of the mosque at Ground Zero, where there are tens of millions of Americans this very evening. And I have to admit, myself included, and I'm going to even admit this much. If I'm honest with myself, I realize that there probably isn't a whole lot of sense in me feeling the way I do. It's legal, and they have a right to do it. And it is religious tolerance that we're asking, and we have a freedom of religion. I just think the timing is a little on the insensitive side, but that's me. 877-876-PHIL is the number. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with Bobby and Steve Dooley talking about the mosque at Ground Zero and the mosque that never got built out in the valley because Ms. Dooley said the boys of the neighborhood were spray painting penises on statues. Phil Hendry Show.
How dare you cut me?
To the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
My wife will come.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with Bobby and Steve Dooley. We'll get back to them in just a second, but I wanted to at least give you a heads up on this story here. Anti-Ground Zero mosque ads to be placed on New York City buses. The opponents of the mosque and Islamic Center near Ground Zero aren't giving up yet. After the last legal hurdle was cleared on August the 3rd, the project to construct the mosque and Muslim Community Center in the vicinity of the World Trade Center was given the green light with no remaining legal routes available to prevent the center's construction. The vociferous opposition has now kicked off a hearts and minds campaign to try and sway the city population.
That is not going to work.
Yeah, I think that's whistling and seeing in the wind, Mr. Hendry.
We really don't think that'll work, Bill. I'll tell you why. Because the American people are going to see that this is a battle that must be fought for the freedom of religion against all odds. And
was it against all odds, Ms. Dooley, when you refute...
I don't want to discuss that anymore.
My wife has cleared that up.
I think I've already cleared that up.
No, you haven't cleared it up. You said that you didn't want that mosque because the kids were going to be spray painting. You said against all odds.
Yes, against all odds. But when you're talking about your son being coerced by other boys, we had a Muslim family and their friends living in a house here. His name, and he was a record producer, yes. They moved out, all right, when they heard about the fact that we wanted to have a mosque there. And I asked them why they moved out, and they wouldn't tell me. I know it's because they were afraid these boys were going to spray paint penises or whatever. Or,
you know, like large boobs.
Or large boobs. And
all right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. I don't understand what that has to do with anything. You said that they moved out when you told them they were going to have a mosque center, and that was, you know...
No, it's not called a mosque center. It's called a community center.
I'm sorry, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Maja in Winston-Salem, listening to us on WZTK. Go ahead, Mazda. Or, I mean, Maja. Mazda, sorry.
I don't feel like it is a valid reason that boys mm-hmm. will be boys not to build a mosque anywhere, because then mm-hmm. you can't build anything there if you feel like they're just that destructive. I feel like they should be disciplined, and somebody should do something about the kids. Because if you can't build a mosque there, then you can't build a bank there or a pizza hut or anything for that matter if you're that worried about them destroying stuff.
They're not going to spray paint a penis on a pizza hut. Why?
Why not? These are destructive kids with no discipline.
Right.
I think you're wrong. I think if the religious center invites them.
No. You're going bad at bass backwards. This man's right. What are you going to build anything there?
Mr. Hendry, I've been listening to you agreeing with your callers over and over again tonight. And I would like for once for you to see my side. I'm saying I'm in favor of the mosque. I wanted them to build it. But
it sounds like you're just trying to cover your rear end at this mm-hmm. point. You don't want it in mm-hmm. your neighborhood because it's but not only because it's religious, but mm-hmm. because it's mm-hmm. Islamic. And you're using this as an excuse. Mm-hmm. It sounds like rubbish.
No, that woman and her son, the Polskis, they don't like Islam. But I had talked to this man, he's a record producer, and I found out he was of Islam. And he was moving, and I said, why? They're building a mosque. And for some reason, that didn't stop him.
All night
maybe he just didn't...
Mm-hmm. All night, it just sounds like mm-hmm. you've just been covering your eyes. Mm-hmm. It sounds like mm-hmm. you don't want it there. And you're using mm-hmm. this as an excuse.
No.
Discipline the kids. If that's the problem, discipline the kids. Mm-hmm. Let them.
Maybe the guy. What I was going to say is maybe this guy just wanted to leave the neighborhood because he didn't like the people.
I beg your pardon?
Maybe he was leaving the neighborhood because he didn't like the people.
Why would you say that?
Well, Ms. Dooley, I've heard you say a couple of times this man, Mr. Hinch, has lived there with his family and friends, it looked like.
Well, they had 10 or 11 people in there.
Yeah, it really looked like.
Yeah, and the way you put that, I mean, maybe the guy's doing work there. Maybe he had an in-home studio there. Maybe he had artists coming and going. Maybe he had publicists coming and going. Who knows? But the way you put it, it makes it sound like, oh, you know, him and his friends are all living there. Anyway, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Billy in San Antonio. Billy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
No. He doesn't have publicists there. They didn't look like publicists.
Go ahead, Billy.
Okay. I just wanted to present one question, if you will allow me to. I was just wondering, you know, if you don't want the bar built there, it'll be vandalized. You mentioned that other churches had been vandalized. Are you going to have them closed down?
Well, no. The Christian church, of course, did not close down, but we did tell the Muslims about what this boy did, and I'm a little mystified why people are not getting this. He spray painted a penis on Jesus.
We understand. We got that.
I agree with a lady in Virginia. She's talking out of both sides of her mouth and making excuses to try to make.
And you think it's funny? And you think it's funny that God?
Anybody, you know, any American that was free, at ground zero.
I'm listening to you.
Phil Hendry.